This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint session of the Indonesian Parliament in Jakarta this afternoon. Highlighting the growing partnership between the two nations, Mr. Modi said India and Indonesia have immense opportunities to deepen cooperation across a wide range of sectors. He noted that when India and Indonesia stand together, they reinforce the world's faith that democracy creates opportunities and builds trust. The Prime Minister said history will be made when India's 140 crore people and Indonesia's 29 crore people move forward together in pursuit of shared progress.
आने वाले 25 वर्ष हम दोनों देशों के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। आज मैं यह संकल्प लेकर आया हूँ कि भारत और इंडोनेशिया मिलकर पूरी मानवता को एक नई ऊर्जा से भर सकते हैं। जब भारत के 140 करोड़ नागरिक, इंडोनेशिया के 29 करोड़ नागरिक साझा प्रयासों से मिलकर आगे बढ़ेंगे, तो दुनिया एक नया इतिहास रचते हुए देखेगी।
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta to review the full spectrum of bilateral ties and provide fresh momentum to the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of memoranda of understanding aimed at enhancing collaboration in areas of mutual interest. Speaking at a joint press conference with the Indonesian President, Prime Minister Modi said growing mutual trust has strengthened cooperation in defence, security and the maritime sector.
आज हमने defence exchange, disaster management और industrial सहयोग बढ़ाने पर सहमति बनाई. अब हम दोनों देशों के Coast Guards, हिंद महासागर में maritime safety और security के लिए मिलकर काम करेंगे. दो करीबी मैरिटाइम देश होने के नाते हमने ब्लू इकोनॉमी, पोर्ट डेवलपमेंट और मैरिटाइम ट्रेड में आपसी सहयोग बढ़ाने का भी निर्णय लिया है.
The two leaders agreed to set up a branch of IIM Bangalore in Jakarta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was today conferred Indonesia's highest civilian honor, the Bintang Adipurna, by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto during a ceremonial event. Prime Minister Modi expressed gratitude for the award and dedicated it to the people of India and described it as a reflection of the enduring historical and civilizational ties between India and Indonesia.
मैं इस गर्मजोशी भरे स्वागत के लिए अपने मित्र प्रेसिडेंट प्रभावो का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं. आज सुबह मुझे आदर के साथ इंडोनेशिया का सर्वोच्च सम्मान दिया गया है. ये सम्मान कोटि कोटि भारतवासियों का है, इंडोनेशिया के लोगों की भावनाओं का है.
In Keralam, three people were killed in a landslide at the tunnel construction site near Kalladi in Mepadi, Wayanad, following heavy rainfall today. Nine workers who were trapped underground were rescued and shifted to the Government Medical College Hospital, Mepadi. Six others remain missing and are feared trapped beneath the debris. Rescue operations are continuing with teams from the fire and rescue services and disaster response agencies. A sub-inspector of police from Mepadi also sustained injuries during the rescue operation and has been admitted to hospital. The Keralam State Disaster Management Authority said the collapse occurred when debris accumulated during the excavation for the tunnel construction site slid down. Work at the site had been suspended on Monday due to incessant rain. Vehicles at the site were also buried in the landslide. Wayanad has been experiencing heavy rainfall since yesterday. A red alert has been issued for Wayanad and Kozhikode districts. In FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina will take on Egypt in round of 16 match in Atlanta tonight. Later in another round of 16 clash, Switzerland will face Colombia in Vancouver. Belgium defeated United States 4-1 in the round of 16 clash in Seattle to secure their place in the quarterfinals of the tournament. Belgium will now face Spain in the quarterfinals at the Los Angeles Stadium on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.